The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. Great quality food for less.
You love that. It's 19 seconds of belch.
Still keeps making me feel like I'm going to belch when I hear it. Like,
he's running out of steam. He's running out of steam. Mike, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
How in God's name did you discover you could belch for 19 seconds?
I have no idea. I think it's just something I've always been able to do. I used to do it to annoy my sister, so it's just a skill that after coming from that, really.
So is that the record, 19, or have you beaten that where you haven't recorded it or anything?
I've beaten that. Like, I've gone up to about maybe 26 seconds. Like,
wow.
It's mad. It's just able to do it whenever, like, just take a big deep breath and go for it.
Now, do you need to drink certain things to kind of make it last that long?
Yeah, it's a big help. Normally, if I drink some really fizzy, like TK or Dr. Pepper or something like that, it does the trick.
Okay, so you were not, this video anyway, when you posted it online, was noticed by the Hard Rock Cafe. Were you surprised by the reaction that you got?
Absolutely, yeah. Like, once they got in contact and organised it, I thought, all right, that's pretty cool. And then when I looked into it on YouTube and Google and all that, and I saw, like, it's a huge, big festival. There's 20,000 people at it, so it was a much, much bigger reaction than I thought, like, you know.
And what is the world record? What is the longest belch?
As far as I know, when you Google it anyway, it comes up, it's some guy in America, 18.1 seconds.
And you, well, I've just played 19 of you.
Yeah, I know.
So he's got the official one, but they haven't actually recorded yours officially yet, so you could easily beat him.
Exactly. I have an application in with recordseller.com. You can just basically upload videos and stuff and try and break records all the time. So hopefully it gets through.
So if this was a boxing world, he'd have the belt, but you are the mandatory challenger.
Number one, I'm the Conor McGregor.
Gets it. So tell us, Mike.
I don't talk as much, though.
You just belch. Leave it to the belch. Yeah.
What is the prize anyway? You're flying out to Italy, is that right?
Yeah, flying over to a town called Reggiolo in Italy. It's a 5-day festival. It's a Hard Rock Beer Festival. It's kind of like the Italian version of Electric Picnic.
Sounds amazing.
It's crazy. Like, one day of it is dedicated basically to this huge, big bourbon competition. It's a traditional thing that they have over there. So hopefully get a trophy and some cash.
Mike, what do you do for a living, by the way?
I'm a shop manager.
Okay, right. So you get to drink fizzy drinks and practice now behind the counter?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Have you any fizzy drinks beside you?
I don't, I'm afraid, no.
Okay, right, so we can't challenge you live on air.
I need to get some sponsors.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, I was going to ask you, did you need sponsors to go away? But I suppose you're going to the beer festival, so you'll probably have enough of it over there for free.
So
is this something now that you're going to take to try and actually get the world record, do it, and start doing it around the world?
Yeah, well, like, I was on to actually a guy from England called Paul Hun. He's the Guinness World Record holder for the loudest burp. And he's been all over the world. But we were talking and we were thinking about maybe organising, say, a charity event or something where I try and beat his record or something like that, you know?
That'd be interesting, Jenny. We might be able to get involved in that on the
we
show.
We might be able to, yeah, if you'll have us, Mike.
Good with it, you know? Absolutely, yeah. Well, we can talk more to him and then...
Do you know what? If you take me to Italy with you for the week, we can talk about it when we get back. How about that?
I don't think the girlfriend would mind that.
Mike, can you make any money out of this going forward?
I don't know. Like, it's only a lighthearted little thing, you know. It's just something that just kind of happened by mistake. But it's—I don't know. I'll take it as far as I can, you know.
Yeah.
To be honest,
try and do something good with it, you know.
You're getting an all expenses paid trip to Italy with your girlfriend, so that's kind of win-win anyway. No more than that, that's okay, isn't it?
The Huffington Post are actually onto me as well. They want me to go to New York to do a show over in New York as well.
Show.
When are you going to that?
I don't know. It still has to be organised. Now the editor for the Weird News segment was basically emailing me about it, so still to hear a bit more about it. Like,
I can see you in Vegas. That's what I can see, Mike. In Vegas, the longest belch.
Listen, Mike, we're going to wish you the best of luck in Italy and remember us now when you're in New York, won't you? You won't get too famous for us.
Of course. And can I just ask real quick as well? I'll be shot if I don't. A friend at work just asked, could Nikki give her a shout out? Her name is Anya Rock from Drogheda.
Hey, Anya Rock. How are you, Anya? It's great to say hello to you and I'm going to leave you on Mike's belch. Mike, are you ready? I'm going to play it one more time.
Awesome, go for it.
Introduce yourself. Say, here's me belching.
This is Mike Wilde and this is my horrible, horrible belch.
See you, Mike.
Bye.
See you. Bye-bye. It's incredible, isn't it?
You know you can't play that again after today.
I know,
that's
this is it. This is
it.
Retirement.
It's your last moment. Soak
Five,
it up.
Four, three,
two,
one.